But think about the Komodo dragon. Who's ever seen anything about the Komodo dragon before? You know, dragons do still exist today. There's one called the Komodo dragon. Just saying. But when they bite, if they bite you, they have this bacteria in their saliva that if they bite you, even if you don't die from that bite right away, or they don't catch you right away, they still wound you to the point and your blood gets infected, and then when you die, they're gonna find you and eat you. I think a long time ago, there's a place, I can't remember, I think it's called Komodo Island. I'm not exactly sure where it is exactly, but a ship wrecked off the coast of this island, and that's what, you know, and so all the people swam, you know, that lives swim to the shore, and none of them were found remaining because the Komodo dragons found them and ate them all. I was watching Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. I've watched it probably a couple times actually, because it's a really intense time where he goes to that island and he's wearing shorts. You know, he always wore these like shorts, right? His little tan shorts and socks. He wore socks and shoes, of course, and like a little tan. It looked like a little dicky suit or something. But anyway, the first thing that happens as soon as he gets off the boat is he sees a big giant Komodo dragon, and it comes right after him. And he's just like jumping out of the way, like right at the last second. And you know, he has several times when they try to attack him on the island, and I mean, just one bite and you're done. And they'll all just come and feast on your flesh. They're dragons. They're big. They get to be 10 feet long. I'm going to read for you real quick. Psalm chapter 74, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters." So some of these things live in the waters. And of course, they find marine fossils of these reptilian, gigantic dragons that lived in the sea. Psalm chapter 148, verse number 7 says, "Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all the deeps." Now, God's just gonna, you know, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tell the dragons to praise him or whatever, and they don't exist.